So Hare Krishna. I would like to congratulate you for completing your first day of the Govardhan Retreat 2015, and would like to remind you of a motto which Burijan Prabhu said yesterday here in the tent. He recited a verse of the Bhagavatam which very much captured what we are trying to do here. In the verse it said, just like you can take a kindling wood and rub it to another wood, and then expect a spark and later a fire to appear. By following the process of Shravanam and Kirtanam, hearing about Krishna and glorifying Krishna, Lord Krishna can manifest himself just like the fire. I once was traveling in Russia, and I wandered through the forest, and I then found, to my great surprise, a little community of young people living in self-constructed wooden huts. And before one of these huts, there was a person who was quite expert, I think. He had a lower wooden piece, and then he had a stick, a kindling stick, and he was rubbing this or moving it between his hands like this. Then he had a little straw or very easily ignitable material there, and as he was rubbing this, a fire developed and grew, and then it was later used maybe for cooking purposes or something. So at this present moment, when we enter the retreat, and we have done so many other things before, we might feel like a visitor to this village felt, my God, is it complicated? Oh, is it difficult? Maybe fire will come, maybe fire will not come if I try this myself. But as we go and participate in the effort of hearing more about Krishna and chanting, you will see that surely that is our almost a guarantee, but in spiritual matters you can't write a check or do such things, give a guarantee like this. But it is guaranteed, judging from the previous experiences, that there will be a wonderful, unprecedented result afterwards. And you will feel, when we are a little bit more in the retreat, especially towards the end, how really Krishna has manifested more in your life, and how you take this experience as something home to you, which you want to use as a fundament of your later life or of what you do afterwards. So I would like to request you, today we stop a little early the kirtan so that you can sufficiently take rest. Please keep churning, keep moving this kindle stick, and you will be surprised how Krishna, Radha Krishna, will manifest themselves very, very, let me say, very obviously in your life. Maybe already now you get several hints in your life. You feel certain arrangements. I felt such an arrangement. I had always wondered why the scriptures say Krishna's voice is deep as thunder. And I was just sitting down, and all of a sudden Burijan Prabhu leans over to me and he says, You know, Krishna's voice is compared to rumbling thunder because it can be heard everywhere when he speaks it. And I felt Giriraj had heard me, my question, and had inspired Burijan Prabhu to say this sentence. It was very surprising. This was a small example. There may be other examples which you have experienced where Krishna all of a sudden, where you all of a sudden feel, this is a magic land. It's a enchanted land, or let us say, a very spiritually charged land. Or Vrindavan reciprocates with our us. So, but in order to make the retreat work for you, I would like to recommend that you take sufficient rest. I can see some of you in this Shravan and Kirtan marathon already leaning back as if you have just come from mining a whole day under earth and you had to push these carts full of diamonds and coal. And yes, it was good. The carts are full of diamonds. You got something. But you're so tired. You could just sleep like Kumbhakarna for 6 months now. That has physical reasons, but also, you know, you're doing something which you usually don't do, and the mind is noticing this is a marathon. So my humble request is, go to bed early. And if you feel that 3:30, getting up at 3:30 will kill you, then get up later and take sufficient left side doses, means lying on the left side for sufficient digestion after your meals. Know you have a vehicle, the body, and you want it that it helps you to attain your spiritual end. But my main message, my main reminder is, keep on churning. The fire will come. I wish you a very restful night with good dreams here at the side of Giriraj. May your spiritual journey be a very pleasant one. And I see already my retreat partner getting up. He has also a final message for you. It won't be long, I can guarantee you. Hare Krishna.
Should we do it? Okay. Now, if you have a little bit of energy left, we have a suggestion of how you could use it.
Bolo Giriraj Maharaj!
Maybe you don't have any energy left. Now let's... Sorry.
Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki! Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki! Bolo Giriraj Maharaj Jai Jai Shri Radhe! Jai Jai Shri Radhe! Jai Jai Shri Radhe!
I think quite good for the first night.
Good night.